Armitage and his colleagues showed up in a Ford station wagon, what we called a Woody in those charming days. They drove us inland to a town called Santa Mira. There was a paved main street. The rest of them were dirt. I remember there were a lot of oil derricks, looking like praying mantises, sort of, although it was dark by then and they were really just shapes against the sky. I was expecting a train depot or maybe a bus with chartered in the destination window. Instead, we pulled up to this empty freight depot with a sign reading Santa Mira Shipping hanging askew on the front, and I got a thought clear as day from Dick, whatever his name was. They're going to kill us, he was thinking. They brought us out here to kill us and steal our stuff. If you're not a telepath, you don't know how scary something like that can be, how the surety of it kind of invades your head. I saw Dave Itaway go pale, and although Tanya didn't make a sound, she was a tough little thing, as I told you. It was bright enough in the car to see there were tears standing in the corners of her eyes. I leaned over her, took Dick's hands in mine, and squeezed down on them when he tried to pull away. I thought at him. They didn't give us a quarter of a mil each, most of it still stashed safe in the Siemens bank, so they could bring us out to the Willy Wags and steal our watches. And Jace thought at me, I don't even have a watch. I pawned my Gruen 2 years ago in Albuquerque, and by the time I thought about buying another one, around midnight last night this was, all the stores were closed and I was too drunk to climb down off the bar stool I was on anyway. That relaxed us, and we all had a laugh. Armitage asked us what we were laughing about, and that relaxed us even more, because we had something they didn't, could communicate in a way they couldn't. I told him it was nothing, then gave Dick's hands another little squeeze. It did the job. I facilitated him, I suppose. It was my first time doing that. The first of many.